As security deteriorates in Afghanistan, there are more and more kidnappings, not of foreigners, but of Afghans. Even the capital is no longer safe. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kabul, where she reports that these kidnappings for ransom often don't get much attention from the police.
There's no shortage of policemen in Kabul, like at this busy intersection, where a handful of them direct traffic. Even more stand in the street and talk to each other by radio as they stop cars to peer inside. But the flurry of police activity doesn't make Kabul residents feel safe. Just a short drive away in Qalia Fatula district, hardly anyone ventures out anymore. Many say it's not a fear of suicide bombers that keeps them indoors. Far greater is their worry of being kidnapped by criminals for ransom. Mohammed Farid Hamidi is a member of the Independent Human Rights Commission here.
The biggest side effect of the deteriorating security situation is kidnapping, and Afghans are most at risk.
The Afghan Attorney General's office says in the past 10 months, they've investigated 130 Afghan kidnappings for ransom, 23 of them in Kabul. Those are believed to be a fraction of the actual number. Many victims and their families accuse the government of complicity. Some claim Afghan police officers are trying to boost their meager salaries by working with kidnappers, a charge that police officials vehemently deny. The police, in turn, blame such kidnappings on family members or private security firms looking to make a quick buck. Whatever the case, kidnappings for ransom are rarely investigated. There was no follow-up, for example, last month, when an Afghan doctor was snatched off the street in Qalia Fatula in broad daylight. He was one of a dozen people kidnapped in his neighborhood alone. Witnesses say the culprits were dressed in military uniforms. They shot Dr. Fawad Sultani in the leg when he resisted, then stuffed the 35-year-old victim into their white Corolla and drove off. All this while armed police officers stood at checkpoints 150 feet away. At their home nearby, Sultani's father recalls how his kidnapped son called him on his cell phone. "Dad," he said, "I'm bleeding badly and my leg is paralyzed. Do something." The father, Haji Haider Sultani, says he tried to calm his son. He told him to tell the kidnappers he'd pay whatever they want. But the line went dead. The next day, the police called to say they'd found his son's body in the street. An autopsy showed he bled to death. Police blamed relatives for the abduction, something Sultani calls ridiculous. He says his son was well known as a doctor and businessman, making him a prime target for ransom. Nor was there any investigation into the case of another Kabul doctor who was shot and kidnapped as he drove home one night last October. The victim, Dr. Mohammed Hashim Wahaj, says police refused to get involved because they suspected relatives had abducted him.
Okay, kidnapping is kidnapping. If my brother is kidnapping me, the case is kidnapping. If some stranger is kidnapping me, so police should go after every kidnapping.
Wahaj says his four captors were not relatives, but strangers dressed in suits. After running him off the road, they shot him in the arm to subdue him.
And then they said, "We have kidnapped you, and we are not your enemy, just we want your money."
Wahaj was blindfolded and chained to the wall of a windowless basement for 19 days. He says his captors beat him and demanded his brothers pay $1 million ransom. Eventually, his brothers cut a deal with the kidnappers, although Wahaj says they won't tell him for how much. But the going rate is said to be several hundred thousand dollars.
They were well-trained, well-organized, and without the support of government, they cannot do all these things. Because all of them, they have got weapons, and their cars, their people, they were moving very freely. They cannot do by their own self.
Wahaj says he's since moved his wife and children to Pakistan. He says he never goes anywhere alone anymore, and that he's applied for a license to carry a gun. So has the father of the doctor slain across town. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.